Want to start with some breaking news out of the Federal Reserve there, as Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung is bringing us the latest changes at the Fed. Brian.
Hey, Zach. Yeah, well, we're getting some breaking news that crossed just about a minute ago. The Federal Reserve noting that Fed Governor Randy Quarles will be stepping down from the central bank effective the end of next month. He submitted his resignation today, and his letter to the president notes that Quarles is going to step down during or around the last week of December of this year. He is citing the expiry of his term as vice chairman of supervision for the board. If we back up, Quarles was appointed by the Trump administration in 2017 to serve as the central bank's first ever vice chairman of supervision. That meant that he was responsible for any sort of the bank regulatory and supervisory work that the central bank does. Obviously, gets a lot of focus from the monetary policy side of things, but the Fed is also a primary bank regulator. Quarles was tapped as the first person post-financial crisis to really man that portfolio. But that term expired in October of this year. Supposed to be a four-year term, but the way that his Senate confirmation was done, he was technically allowed to stay at the Federal Reserve through 2032, actually. But again, that would be after the expiry of his supervisory role, so he would be serving as just the governor with no portfolio over the Federal Reserve's supervisory matters. So the Fed governor saying that not having that role anymore was a reason why he wants to step down. And again, that will be happening effective the last week of December of this year. Now, he was also obviously a big member when it came to the monetary policy side of things. As of late, he had been warning about rising inflationary pressures. And on the digital side of things, he was actually skeptical of the need for a U.S. digital dollar that would be run by the Fed. He had advocated in the past that he would like more private work to have the space to do its thing in the crypto space. So again, a pretty interesting vocal member of the Federal Reserve that will no longer be at the central bank come the beginning of next year. And in terms of politics, this is going to open up another role for the Biden administration to possibly fill as it considers who it wants as Fed chair. Again, we heard rumors last week that Fed Chairman Jay Powell and Fed Governor Lil Brainard had both visited with the White House. Obviously, if the Biden administration wants to nominate a slate of Fed nominees, this change over here is going to give them one more seat to fill. So a lot of musical chairs going on at the central bank, which I'm sure the White House is paying attention to. But again, the big headline, Fed Governor Randall Quarles to resign at the end of next month.